Yo, what's up? Welcome to Welcome to Kind of Feudy, the original trivia game, now trivia show hosted by yours truly. I'm your host, Blessing Adio A. Jr., and I'm joined by Tim, Andy, and Roger. Contestants, are you ready?
Yeah.
The Barrett's out this week, and we're all, it's Thanksgiving, you know?
Like, we're trying out.
We're trying our best. The rules are simple. I've surveyed over 1,800 members of the Kind of Funny audience on a number of prompts. That's right, 1,800. I believe that's the most I've ever seen written in for Kind of Feudy, so shout out to y'all. Each round, I'm going to read to you a prompt and we'll ask each of you which answer you think the Kind of Funny Best Friends gave the most. I've narrowed down to 5 answers per prompt. If you give a correct answer, the more popular the answer, the more points you'll receive. For example, I might ask you to name an incredible open-world RPG. If Roger says Skyrim and it's number 1, that'll net him 50 points. If Tim says The Witcher and that's number 2, that'll net him 40 points. If Andy says Fallout 3 and that's number 3, that'll net him 30 points, and so on and so forth. It is round robin. Each player will get a max of 2 guesses per round. Last place goes first after the first round. Whoever gets the most points after 5 rounds wins. Contestants, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Of course, Greg Miller is out today. Of course, he's also on Thanksgiving break. He's our current reigning champion, and so he will not be defending the championship today. This will be a non-regulation game. Wow. Kind of Feudy.
House show.
I think that's what non-regulation
dark
means.
Match.
The dark match.
That's what they call them.
Number one. Name a franchise that could work as a 4v1 multiplayer game like Ghostbusters Spirits Unleashed. Name a franchise that could work as a 4v1 multiplayer game like Ghostbusters Spirits Unleashed. We're going to start off with Roger Picorni.
Star Wars.
Roger says Star Wars. Star Wars is our 20-point answer.
Okay. On the board.
He's on the board. Next up. Andy Cortez.
Did you just like pick an IP?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I think that's
the way to go.
Probably the play.
Can you talk into the mic?
Test.
Huh. Up there.
Is his mic off?
I'm getting him now.
Oh, yeah. I was talking really quietly.
Okay.
Secrets.
Let's see here. I'm going to go with Lord of the Rings.
Andy says Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings is not on the list.
Yeah, that was his fake out.
Yeah.
That was his fake out.
Tim Gettys.
Heard it one too many times.
You're telling me 4v1.
4v1.
Right? 4. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ooh.
Tim says Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is not on the list. It was one of the more popular ones. I want to say that was our number 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roger, we're back to you.
Oh, God.
Wait, I think there's more than 4 of this team, but, you know, generally speaking, yeah. Scooby-Doo.
You fucking fuck.
Think about it.
That's good. That's great.
Great, pretty good.
Exactly. A lot of ghosts.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
As Shaggy, you just smoke doobies.
Dude.
Roger says Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo is not on the list.
Who would have thought?
That's a great idea, though. You should try and pitch that to somebody.
Yeah.
Because I'll play the hell out of that game.
Hit me up, Alphonic.
I love this shit. They're going to run out of, like, real stuff.
Asymmetrical games, yeah.
Andy.
Man, why is this one so hard for me, dude? This is
weird one.
Tough.
Of course, the prompt here is name a franchise that could work as a 4v1 multiplayer game like Ghostbusters Spirits Unleashed.
You were so good with Ninja Turtles.
I know, but
that's crazy. That's crazy. Gosh. I'm going to go with I was going to say, I was like, that's not the word I'm looking for. I'm going to go with Hellraiser. I don't know.
Andy says Hellraiser.
Clearly he's never watched a horror movie in his life. He's just like, well, I guess they do them for horror movies.
Yeah. You know?
Hellraiser is not on
I was
the good, list.
But the thing is like,
Teen Wolf.
But I know he's a pinhead, right? But in my mind, I was like, Edward Scissorhands. That's a different dude.
That could work.
Tim, your final answer.
I mean, I'm going to go Marvel.
Tim says Marvel. Marvel is not on
the list. What the fuck's on the list?
At 10 points, you would have guessed Godzilla.
Sure.
Godzilla.
Sure.
That got voted in enough?
Yeah. at 20 points, of course.
1,800 people. That would have been every single person that watched Godzilla in review.
Are they going to say God Pokemon? Damn.
Roger got the 20-point answer, of course, with Star Wars. At 30 points, you would have guessed Jurassic Park.
That's a good one.
Jurassic Park.
Oh, that's pretty
asymmetrical.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah, that sounds really fun. A lot of options for dinosaurs there, too. At 40 points, Stranger Things.
Oh.
Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Honestly?
That works.
I'd be into it.
That works.
God, it's Ghostbusters. They're like, oh, the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
At 50 points, the top answer, Alien.
There's, oh, fuck.
Alien.
I could have sworn that already existed.
Has to exist, right?
I mean, we had Alien Isolation. That was kind of like an Outlast kind of thing. It was Alien Fireteam Elite, and that's more of a co-op shooter.
Yeah.
We're still missing the asymmetrical multiplayer game.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo, everybody.
I feel really dumb for that one. Yeah, that's a very obvious one.
Right now, Roger is sitting in the lead with 20 points. Andy and Tim are both sitting at zero as we work our way into round number two. Give me the name of one of Star Fox's buddies. Give me the name of one of Star Fox's buddies. We're going to start off with Andy Cortez.
Slippy.
Andy says Slippy. Slippy is our number one answer. That's going to get you 50 points.
Slippy, Slappy, Swimmy, Swammy. Swanson? Swanson? Check the briefcase. Samsonite. I was way off.
Wait.
What? I don't know what the fuck is this fucking matrix that we live in. I was just referencing...
We're talking about the Samsonite joke specifically, where Bless was saying, he's like, dude, we're talking about Jim Carrey, and he was like, you know what? I don't think he's that funny. He's like, you know what I do? He's actually good. He's like, but Dumb and Dumber, I don't know about that, but my friends thought it was funny, and I never thought it was that funny. And then he said that and made himself crack
that
the fuck up.
Exact joke. I made that exact joke on Friday. I made myself laugh. We're in a simulation. That's fucking weird. That is so weird that you made that exact same joke. Tim.
Falco.
Tim says Falco.
My boy.
Falco.
Captain Falco.
Is our number two answer. That's going to give you 40
Jeez
points.
Louise. That was my Falco impression.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Roger, good give me the name of one of Star Fox's buddies.
Now, I don't know if they're buddies.
Roger's energy, when we put a bike in front of him, is deranged.
I'm not gonna assume anything about their relationship right here.
But I know that they're related. He's related to Slippy. Grippy.
Holy shit, dude.
What?
You're going way too deep in the lore,
Hodge. He's a real character. Is Grippy. Grippy is Slippy's uncle, and he has a mustache. He's cool looking. The Grippy.
I thought you just made that
I thought you made it up, too. I didn't know that was a real character.
I thought you were making like a vagina joke.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I was like, oh, yeah. never mind.
Nintendo made a game called Star Fox on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And then they remade it on the N64. It was called Star Fox 64.
And it was 64, even cooler.
And it was even better. And then they just kept fucking it into the ground. And then eventually the Wii U came out, and there was a bunch of tech demos. They're like, how are we going to use this gamepad? Eventually it's going to be used for something cool in the same way the Wiimote was used. None of that ever fucking happened, if you remember correctly. But those tech demos got turned into not one, but two shitty Star Fox games. One where they remade Star Fox for the third, fourth time. And it wasn't good, Star Fox Zero, but that also came with Star Fox Guard,
yeah,
a shitty puzzle game thing featuring Grippy.
Guard, wow.
I forgot about Star Fox Guard. I haven't heard that name in ages.
Yeah. You went Grippy,
I
would have
said that's a fake
game. Give me
game.
Number one. Give me the 50 points. Roger says Grippy. Grippy is not on the list.
Shocker.
You know, I'm not going to say it until we're through. But I love that you're questioning their relationship, because I thought you were clearly going to an answer that is probably
Andy.
I have no idea what that is.
Peppy.
Andy says Peppy. Peppy is our 30-point answer.
Yeah.
I know what you're going for, yeah.
Wolf.
Yeah.
You know. Tim, is that your answer?
Yes, yes.
Tim says Wolf. Wolf is our fourth most popular answer. That's going to give you 20 points.
Yeah, as soon as Roger brought that up, I was like, oh, he's going to say Wolf.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to.
Slippy's uncle with
I brought the big brain.
A character that nobody's ever heard of.
Hey, I am so impressed that I couldn't pull Grippy, and I don't think I can name a bigger Star Fox fan. Like, that's dope as hell.
That's funny. Roger, you are our final guest.
Grippy's all I got. I don't know. I'm going to say Fiona. I don't know if that's a real character.
Sounds right.
Roger says Fiona. Fiona is not on the list.
Yeah.
There is only one left on the list. It's a 10-point answer. Do we have any guesses?
Cat or Bill?
No.
Oh, Crystal.
Crystal.
Yeah.
That is Crystal.
Yeah.
Pervert
I was going to say Zordon.
with that. And honestly, when you said Fiona, I was like, I wonder if he has Crystal in mind. I don't think it was a Fiona, but like you're talking about
canonical. No, that's, you know, that's what I was thinking about. I was thinking, is that the one from the shitty GameCube game?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about in my head. Oh, I don't know. Sorry. I don't know. I know people don't like that game.
Who do you know that doesn't like that game?
The GameCube one?
Star Fox Adventures?
Oh, people like Fantastic. That one?
I was actually just rewatching
Star Fox game.
I was rewatching an old H Bomber Guy video after watching his more recent one, which is absolutely phenomenal. But then I was like, let me just keep on watching more H Bomber Guy. And he was like, and it's not like it's Star Fox Adventures, which is actually a pretty good game. People are just mean.
Yeah, straight up. That's all it is.
I apologize.
Right now, Andy is sitting in the lead with 80 points. Tim is in second place with 60 points. And Roger is in third place with 20 points as we make our way.
Give him a tip of the hat. Give him a grip of the hat.
I'm not going to give Andy, Roger a grip of anything. Number three. Give me the name of your favorite video game companion. Give me the name of your favorite video game companion. Roger Bricorni. Grippy.
Shit.
Ellie.
Roger says Ellie. Ellie is our number one answer.
Okay, good.
Wow, 50 points.
Next up, we got Tim.
Atreus.
Oh.
Tim says Atreus. Atreus is our 30 point answer.
I'll take it.
Interesting. Okay.
Andy Cortez.
Elizabeth.
Andy says Elizabeth. Elizabeth is not on the list.
Go fuck yourselves. Really? Go fuck yourselves.
Was written in a lot, though. Like, I think that was another one that might have been a number six contender. Next up, we're back to Roger.
I'm completely blanking on video game companions. What's a video game?
Skip.
I can't believe I'm doing this. Skip, yeah.
Wow, all right.
Completely blanked on it.
Roger's going to skip. Tim.
Ba-dum. Yoshi.
Yoshi?
Yep.
Tim says Yoshi. Yoshi.
No.
Is not on the list.
Yep.
The OG of video game companions. Get educated, everybody.
Andy, your final answer.
Clank.
Andy says Clank.
Okay.
Clank is our 40-point answer.
40?
40-point
Holy shit.
Answer.
Ellie? Clank. Like, okay.
PlayStation.
Okay.
I was very impressed with how many people wrote it with this
Clank.
Shout out to the love for the homie.
Kazooie? Was Kazooie on
there? Oh.
Kazooie was not on there.
Aww.
That's fucked up.
Any other guesses?
Cortana?
Cortana was not on there.
Aww.
That's a good one, though. Tails? Toad?
Tails not on there. Toad not on there.
Diddy Kong.
Diddy Kong's not on there.
What the fuck?
They're factually incorrect about that.
At 10 points, Garrus, Mass Effect.
Oh, okay. I don't think about companion in that way, but that makes sense.
At 20 points, Dog Meat from Fallout.
No fucking way.
Which is speaking to my heart.
Okay.
Good on y'all for writing in Dog Meat.
Wow.
I would not think that y'all would. Like, Tim, do you know what Dog Meat is?
I mean, I know Dog Meat is a character involved. That's it. That's the extent of it, though.
He's just your dog. You get Fallout. From they're always thinking Dog Meat. 3 and 4.
Oh, 3 and 4.
Yeah. Shout out to Dog Meat. Also, what the fuck?
Yeah, Garrus is a great choice.
I skipped to the end of the dog.
I just didn't think of any of them as companions, even though they're legitimately called companions.
With that, hold on. Sorry, I gotta scroll. I accidentally clicked the end button on my document, and I didn't know I could do that. And when I tell you that this is a 182-page document.
Jesus
shit.
This is the same document I've been using since I started, bless you. With that, Roger is in last place currently, 70 points. Tim is in second place with 90 points. Andy is in the lead with 120 points.
Wow.
Number four, name a video game that was adapted from an anime. Name a video game that was adapted from an anime. Roger Bricorni.
Again? Is that how round robin works?
No, it's always start with whoever.
Oh, okay. Points. Fuck. All right.
I just hear Kevin laughing.
Repeat the question one more time. Name a video game that was adapted from an anime.
Dragon Ball Z? Is that just a general? Or do I have to get specific?
Yeah, I have to get specific.
Kakarot? Is that a thing?
Roger says Dragon Ball Z Kakarot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dragon Ball Z Kakarot is our 20-point answer.
Okay, on the board. That. On the board.
Next up, we got Tim Geddes.
I'm going to need a lot of leniency when it comes to what the subtitle of this is.
No leniency. No leniency.
Demon Slayer.
Oh.
Taitsu no Yama?
That's got to be racist.
It's something like that. We did the ad reads for it. And,
you know what?
Pronunciation guide.
Okay, no, you were close. Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba.
Kimetsu no Yaiba.
Yeah, you know what? I'll shoot you bail. That was actually a really good attempt.
Thank you.
It's not on the list, though. Andy.
Dragon Ball Fighter Z.
Andy said Dragon Ball Fighters. No. Dragon Ball Fighters is our number one answer.
Damn.
50 points.
Damn.
Roger, we're back to you.
Jump Force.
That's cool. Yeah, not bad.
Animes. Yeah. Roger says Jump Force. Jump Force is not on
the
list.
Come
on.
That's so many anime.
It's a force of them.
It's cheating, in fact.
Tim, we're back to you.
You know, there's answers I could go with, but then there's the right answer that I'm going to go with because I believe it in my heart, and it is the right answer. We're going.
Kanto?
Kanto, everybody. Pokemon Yellow.
Tim, Pokemon Yellow is our 10-point answer.
No way!
It's our 10-point answer.
Wow.
Remember Jesse and James were in it? You got your Pikachu.
That's right. Wow.
Ash was the default
name. That
shit
was next level, though, for real.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Andy, you're our final answer.
Gundam Evolution.
Andy says Gundam Evolution. That is not on
I respect
this.
Though.
Can
I'm going with reasons.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Naruto.
Oh,
something
fuck.
Or other.
Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm is one of them. And then the 40-point answer. One that I thought one of you guys would get. Dragon Ball Z Budokai.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
With that.
I didn't think there'd be that much Dragon Ball in there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, the PS2 Dragon Ball games were, like, iconic. Like, those were a moment. Those were dominant. A dominant force. Sorry, I'm, like, tabulating. I'm tabulating. Not Jump Force, though. With that.
Remember when they announced Light Yagami as a character? Of course. It's like, what's he going to do? Just write people's name? And
they announced that, and they announced, like, I think they announced Yugi from Yu-Gi-Oh! In there.
So sick.
It was such a good idea that just had bad execution. Because I remember playing that at a PAX, and it was right next to My Hero One's Justice. And, like, that game was so bad. And, like, funny enough, the reviews for My Hero One's Justice weren't, like, as bad as Jump Force. But I remember playing it and being like, yo, this My Hero game is terrible. And then Jump Force is right next to it. And I started playing Jump Force, and I was like, this shit fucks. This Jump Force game actually is kind of good. And then it came out, and everybody was like, it's terrible. And I was like, oh. I guess I was wrong.
One of the first Jump Force games back in the early 2000s had Optimus Prime in it.
That's so cool.
Wait, there's really? Multiple Jump Force games?
There was, it was J-Stars Victory Versus.
Yeah.
Basically, like, Jump Force is like a successor to it.
That's cool.
Right now. The overall score. Roger is in third place with 90 points. Tim is closely ahead of Roger with 100 points. Andy, a demanding lead, 170 points.
Whoa, that's a lot. That's a lot. Points for Pokemon Yellow, so I'm happy.
Yeah, that's shocking.
I'm happy today.
I would have, like, that's a creative answer. I wouldn't have expected to be on the list, though.
We're on our final round. It can be anybody's game, of course. There's a lot of points to go around still. Number five, name a puzzle game that takes place in first-person perspective.
Ooh.
Name a puzzle game that takes place in first-person perspective. Roger Picorni.
Witness.
Roger says The Witness.
That's the only one.
That is our number one answer.
Okay, cool.
It's going to get you 50 points. Tim Geddes.
Portal.
Tim says Portal. Tim, that is our number two answer.
That's a good one.
That's going to get you 40 points. And that does include Portal 2. That includes both Portal games.
Oh, that fucks me.
Andy.
I don't know if this is going to... This is all categorized as that. I don't think it is.
I love the setup we have with my faces. right below Ian.
I'm going to throw a Hail Mary on this one. Missed?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Andy throws a Hail Mary. Guesses missed. And you didn't miss. Because missed is our third most popular answer.
Oh, nice.
That's
awesome.
Gonna give you 30
this was
points.
One that we just talked about on
awesome.
Games Daily.
Yeah.
And we were talking about The Witness, and then missed came up, and I was like, oh, shit. So fuck you, Andy.
The Wit missed.
We're back to Roger.
It has a VR mode, so Tetris Effect.
Oh my god, dang.
Roger says Tetris Effect. Tetris Effect is not on the
list. It should be on the
fucking
list.
Coward.
I don't have another answer because that was my last. You just took my last two, both of you.
Sorry.
Let's see. Hold on.
Tim, we're on you.
I don't know. Let's see. Oh, Stanley Parable?
Oh. Huh?
Tim says Stanley Parable. Stanley Parable is not on the list. Andy, your final guess.
Escape Academy.
Escape Academy is our 20-point answer.
Oh. Wow.
Really great guess.
Dominant today.
Wow.
Holy cow. Holy cow. With that, of course, Andy, hold on. I want to do your final points.
The one that I was first thinking of was the really, really highly regarded game from last year, the card game.
Inscription?
Inscription. That was like going to be my first shot in the dark.
At 50 points.
That's some Sifu's a fighting game ass energy.
Roger got The Witness with 50 points. Tim got 40 points with Portal. Andy got 30 points with Myst. Andy also got 20 points at Escape Academy. At 10 points, you would have guessed Maquette. Maquette.
Sure.
A cool first-person puzzle game published by Annapurna that came out on PlayStation Plus. I've been working here for too long because that is all useless information that just sits in my brain. But I played that game. It was all right. The final score. Tied for second place. We got Roger.
Yeah.
Roger and Tim.
That was it.
That was it.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, Roger and Tim are tied at second place for 140 points. Andy, of course, is our winner with 230 points. A dominant force.
Dominant.
Today. Congratulations, Andy Cortez, in this dark game. Is that what you call it? A dark game?
Dark horse.
Dark horse.
Dark match.
Dark match.
Dark match.
Our non-regulation game of Kind of Feudy, of course. Your champion will return soon, one day.
No, fuck him.
With the champion.
No, this one counts for me. Fuck that. I wasn't on the one Mike won.
Yeah, but I never gave that to Mike. Mike just self-proclaims that he's the champion.
Well,
he's
the champion. Means, I feel like Andy now has the number one contender.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my fault. I didn't go on vacation.
Okay, we can figure that out. 1-1 between Andy and the current champion.
I think I just have it. I think.
But also, I guess Mike is the season one champion.
Yeah, so maybe we can do like a three-way. Spend time with family on vacation.
We got to figure out a way to settle the situation. But until next time, of course, I've been Blessing. That's been. Hold on. Oh damn it! I was gonna do it. That's been. No, fuck it. That's been Tim. That's been Tim. That's been Andy. That's been Roger. And until next time, it's been our pleasure. Serve you.